I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
So this is She and Her, and today we are featuring another installment of Behind Her Music, which is a special series that we've created to profile Southern singers and songwriters who we're paying attention to.
That is right, and today we are hearing from one of our favorites, Tiff Merritt. Tiff is a Grammy-nominated Southern singer, songwriter, and writer, and she was born in Houston, Texas, but grew up in Raleigh, and she recently moved back to North Carolina from New York. And this last January, she released the new record, Stitch of the World. And Tiff also recently became a mother, so she's got a lot going on for her this year. But she took a moment out of her really busy schedule on the road to record a voice memo about her relationship to North Carolina and her creative process.
I grew up in North Carolina in the 80s when the world was really small and there was no internet, and there was a deep sense of place. And I think that I try to evoke that in my own work. I like to sit at my desk and have time by myself. I also like to be in cities where I can see other people at work in their lives, or I like to be in dramatic landscapes of nature. I tend to like extreme situations that change your perspective. But I love to sit at my desk in the morning, and I think things that get you free from your usual way of seeing things are really good for creativity. And sometimes that's just allowing yourself to do that wherever you're sitting, but sometimes putting yourself in an interesting environment is good for that too. I also find that, my mind is sharp in the morning, and that's really good for writing. But I'm really loose right before I go to bed, so sometimes I have really good ideas just as I close my eyes, and then I can't remember them in the morning, even though I promise myself that I will. Motherhood has certainly changed my musical perspective, and since my daughter, who is 10 months old, has been born, I haven't had a whole lot of time to write or to create in just a free way, because my time is really tight and my record has come out. And so most of my energy away from her has been setting that up or rehearsing that show. But for me, motherhood is extremely grounding, and it's a really wonderful experience of joy and wonder and unconditional love. And I think those are the fundamental parts of music. Open-heartedness is really important. And so I feel like there's more music in my life already. And I'm really excited to see how all of that goodness flows into my music when I have a chance to sit down and write. There's so many amazing women in this world, and I have to reference Joni Mitchell and Carole King and Emmylou Harris. as feminist icons who got up and really tried to expose themselves. I think that's really brave. There's a French artist named Nikki de Saint-Phalle who used to shoot her paintings and who was really such an individual. I love her. I always feel energized when I look at her work. Flannery O'Connor and Eudora Welty. I mean, Eudora Welty was a photographer and an individual, and she stayed where she was from. She's completely averse to drama, but she never ran out of things to write about. A lot of my feminist heroes are people who seemed to successfully be really completely unique, but also really completely connected and had family lives and had communities and were artists and women. I think we all have to look up to our moms as feminist icons too. And hopefully one day my daughter will do the same. I'm trying to be a good example, but I got a lot of work to do.
So that's Tiff Merritt, and you heard excerpts from some of Tiff's songs stitched throughout those reflections. And Stitch of the World is Tiff's sixth studio album, and it has gotten a lot of attention since its release earlier this year. And Tiff took us behind the scenes of her songwriting process.
My Boat was inspired by a Raymond Carver poem, and when I read it, it just had so much energy in the words, and I thought immediately, oh my gosh, that wants to be a song. Especially the line, "No getting ahead or falling behind on my boat." I thought that was such a great way to describe human decency. You know, no social climbing, no bullying, no motive. I really wanted to sing it. My Boat was in part influenced by the Syrian refugee crisis. That summer, there were pictures everywhere of boats and drownings, and just the idea of my boat being a boat of plenty or a boat filled with refugees fleeing for their lives. That just was another layer of that song. And since then, it's become even more political to me and even more important to continue to dream about what my boat would look like and hopefully will look like. My boat is a place of decency and tolerance and equality. So I sing that song as a wonderful daydream about a happy day picnic with my friends, but also as a description of where I hope my world is going.
My boat is being made to order. Right now it's at the builder. My boat, my frills, room on board for my friends. I'm serious about this. My boat.
Cherries, chicken, cheese, and wine. Everything.
singing, eating and laughing down on my boat. You can do whatever you want on my boat. We may go a little way down the coast, listening to the
Right. That was Tiff Merritt singing My Boat, a song off her new album, Stitch of the World. And you can find her on Twitter at Tiff Merritt and see if she's coming through a city near you at www.tiffmerritt.com. Highly recommend you go see one of her shows. She's awesome live. And you can also find her writing about road life as a first-time mother for the Oxford American in their new series, The By and By.
Thanks so much for joining us for this special episode of Behind Her Music, and we'll be back with you all next week. In the meantime, you can find everything that we do at sheandherradio.com. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at sheandherradio for behind the scenes about our content. A special shout out to our wonderful intern, Anna Canada,
who has helped
everything this season come together, especially this episode.
Yes, thank you, Anna.
And thanks so much, Tift, for sharing your story and music. And we will see you all soon.